Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. That number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. We call the show Free Talk Live because you can dial in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is that's interesting to you. Tonight, joining you, it's Ian here.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features all free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's start things out by talking about Grandma and the SWAT team. Mark, what happened?
You're never going to... I don't believe it.
Really? Something unbelievable and awful that the police have done that could possibly top some of the other unbelievable, awful things they've done? You really? That... shocked at this?
From the WashingtonTimes.com, Brian W. Walsh. You don't need to know. You can't know. That's what Kathy Norris, a 60-year-old grandmother of eight, was told when she tried to ask the court officials why, the day before, federal agents had subjected her home to a furious search.
68 years old.
60 years old.
60.
Yep.
Okay.
Grandmother of eight. You don't need to know. You can't know.
National security, man. Looking for terrorists.
Who spent a half of a day ransacking Ms. Norris's longtime home in Spring, Texas.
Did they play some Wii bowling while they were at it?
Probably not in front of her.
Did you hear that story? Just as an aside, the police that were doing a raid on a so-called drug criminal's house, a drug dealer, they took some time out from their raiding activities to actually pause and play his Nintendo Wii. And
for a couple of hours,
frames.
If I remember right.
Yeah, just different bureaucrats over time just playing the game all day long.
Just having fun.
Anyway, go ahead.
The agent spent half a day ransacking Ms. Norris's home in Spring, Texas, answered no questions while they emptied filing cabinets, pulled books off the shelves, rifled through drawers and closets, and threw the contents on the floor. You know they didn't clean up by themselves, after themselves. You know that, right?
No, they never do.
No.
They're not under any obligation to do that.
The six agents, wearing SWAT gear, carrying weapons, were with, get this, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Really?
That's the part that I find the most interesting on this.
Federal agents ransacking an old lady's home. I guess 60's not that old these days, but an older lady's home, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they're from the game service?
Fish and Wildlife Service.
Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah.
So were they looking for little birds or something like that? We still don't know, right?
Sort of. Kathy and Norris lived under the specter of a covert government investigation for almost 6 months before the government unsealed a secret indictment and revealed why the Fish and Wildlife Service had treated their family home as if it were a training base for suspected terrorists. The answer is orchids.
What?
Orchids. By March 2004, federal prosecutors were well on their way to turning 66-year-old retiree George Norris into an inmate at a federal penitentiary based
on her husband?
Yes, on his home-based business of cultivating, importing, and selling orchids. Ms. Norris testified before the House Judiciary Committee on Crime this summer. The hearing's topic, the rapid and dangerous expansion of federal criminal law and the expansion that is often unprincipled and highly partisan. Chairman Robert C. Scott, Virginia Democrat, ranking member Louis Gohmert, Texas Republican, conducted a truly bipartisan hearing on this, and these two leaders have begun giving voice to the increased number of experts who worry about over-criminalization.
Oh, okay, so these are bureaucrats who are concerned about the 60-year-old lady and her 66-year-old husband who have been harassed, and they're trying to turn him into a prisoner, you said, this guy, or is he already in prison?
I don't think this guy went to prison.
Okay.
Astronomical numbers of federal criminal laws lack specifics, can apply to almost anyone, and fail to protect innocence by requiring substantial proof that an accused person acted with actual criminal intent. We haven't been saying that for years.
Right, so they can just basically say, we heard you were dealing in orchids and make your life hell.
Mr. Norris ended up spending almost 2 years in prison because he didn't have the proper paperwork for some of the many orchids he imported.
You need paperwork for flowers.
The orchids were all legal, but Mr. Norris and his overseas shippers who had packaged the flowers had failed to properly navigate the many, often irrational paperwork requirements the U.S. imposed when it implemented an arcane international treaty's new restriction on trade in flowers and other flora. The judge who sentenced Mr. Norris had some advice for him and his wife.
Sentenced, okay. So he sentenced to something outside of jail?
Yeah.
Got it.
The judge's advice was, life sometimes presents us with lemons. He said that it was their job to turn the lemons into lemonade.
Was he suggesting there that the government is giving them lemons and that they could somehow spin that into something good?
Well, I think it's better than to tell them to go F themselves.
I see.
You know?
Here's your lemons. Get out of here.
I mean, I can't even imagine a judge saying this.
Wow. Well, the judge probably wasn't really too thrilled about having to sentence them to anything.
He doesn't have to.
What do you mean he doesn't have
to? He could deviate above if he felt like, but he didn't.
He could deviate above what?
He could say, I'm not going to do this. I'm the judge here. I refuse.
Do judges have that discretion?
Yes, they do.
Because I know police have discretion. I didn't know that judges
have the discretion if they choose to use it.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but somebody posted over at the Free Keen Forum about the rules here in New Hampshire for, and they're probably similar rules elsewhere in the country because they're all very, very just kind of similarly structured. But the rules apparently say that a judge can waive his rules at any time. As long as he has a good reason for doing so. and as long as it's not prohibited elsewhere in the law for him to waive those rules.
It's okay for you to do whatever you want.
Right, so it's written there.
As long as you think there's a good reason.
Right, so it's actually there. I mean, we always talk about how arbitrary the system is. The system itself actually admits that it's arbitrary. It actually says, well, we'll just let you do whatever you want. Just go ahead and have a good reason for it. And, of course, who's going to decide whether he had a good reason?
Yeah.
Well, his buddies on the Judicial Appreciation Committee or whoever they are, the Judicial Watch Committee that doesn't do a damn thing to enforce anything. So, I mean, even if he does decide to waive the rules, even if it's prohibited in their rules for him to waive the rules in that one particular case, who will be the arbiter of whether or not he broke that rule? Nobody who can be held accountable, I can tell you that.
Nor is the judge. And the judge in this case apparently failed to appreciate how difficult it is to turn a successful lemonade stand, to run a successful lemonade stand when you're an elderly diabetic with coronary complications, arthritis, and Parkinson's disease serving time in a federal penitentiary.
Or when the police department or the feds in this case come in and decide to upset your lemonade stand every day you try to operate it. And they came in and they tore this woman's house up. And that was after he'd been sentenced? So they're still going after them? Is that what I'm understanding here?
The way the story is set up, the timeline is really difficult for me to figure out.
That's what I thought I heard, Nick. Did you?
That's what it seemed like to me.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Does it really matter when they threw her house? I mean, you know they didn't. You know they threw her house. You know they did.
I assume
they
threw the house when they had a warrant based on the investigation. So I imagine they would have done that at the same time they arrested her husband, though.
Maybe.
To me, that makes sense.
Either way, she didn't get any explanation.
And she got to pick it all up herself.
Yep. Krister Evertsen, another...
That was great for her back.
Another victim of over-criminalization told Congress, what I have experienced in these past years is something that should scare you and all Americans. He's right. Evertsen, a small-time entrepreneur and inventor, faced two separate federal prosecutions stemming from his work to develop clean energy fuel cells. The feds prosecuted Mr. Evertsen the first time for failing to put a federally mandated sticker on an otherwise lawful UPS package in which he shipped some of his supplies. A jury acquitted him. So the feds brought up new charges.
Double jeopardy only applies on the same charge. Double jeopardy, if I'm not mistaken, is the rule that basically says, well, once you've been tried once for something and it's been thrown out, they can't charge you with that again.
That's correct.
So... that way they're just coming up with new charges. So,
unless if you've been duly acquitted, I believe, and Mark
was acquitted by jury.
Right. In that case, he was. But if they simply, if it's a mistrial, I don't believe it.
Right. A hung jury
doesn't
count.
Has to be a verdict of not guilty.
Correct.
Yeah. So the.
But that's okay. We'll just find another charge and hit you with that.
Yeah.
Make your life hell.
Just keep on going after him. You might as well.
Right. They have an unlimited budget. The federal government has. They could just keep spending. They'll print up what they need. At least with the state government, those guys have a finite budget. They can't really print their own money at this point, so they have to be a little more cautious about how they go about these things. But the feds, they don't care. They'll just keep going and going and going until you're ruined. There's more to the story here?
Oh, yeah.
800-259-9231. What is the term they're using for the overreaching?
Over-criminalization.
Over-criminalization. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, the latest on the marijuana situation in Massachusetts. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408 and put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. We give you all the features there free, including live streams. We've got a webcam. There's also a broadband audio version and a dial-up audio version of the show. You can go and enjoy all of that for free, of course, at listen.com. listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And for more great listening, head over to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Audible is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. They have over 60,000 titles from which to choose at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Now, you add the /FTL to get yourself a free audiobook. In every genre, Audible has it covered. So get your free audiobook download when you sign up today by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Again, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue here, Mark, you're telling us a story from the federal level about some... It started out being about a couple of people in their 60s, septuagenarians, I believe.
Septuagenarian would be a 70-year-old. So.
I looked this one up before, and I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway.
Anyone uses it, I can tell you that.
Right. People in their... I'm just trying to be a sesquipedalian.
Yeah. Sound like a moron.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, a couple of folks in their 60s were targeted by the federal government because they were dealing in orchids. That's right. Flowers. Apparently, they didn't cross the right T's or dot the right I's.
I imagine it's importing is what sounds like it was the problem here.
Right. So so that something came over an imaginary line in the sand or in the water, and the federal government decided to target them, raid their home, turn it upside down, inside out, empty out all the drawers, just destroy everything they possibly could as far as the order of the home in an entire half day's time. And then, of course, they leave it like that because that's just the way they do things. So, but that's not the only story this particular, I guess what you're telling us has in it, right, Mark?
Well,
the
story is really about a Senate hearing that's going on to find out whether or not the federal government has made too many laws.
Hmm.
Which is just hilarious.
Right, they need a hearing for that, apparently, to ascertain
They need
that.
To get the lawmakers there in order to decide whether or not they're making too many laws. But going on, this is talking about a different gentleman, and I'm going to backtrack just a little bit. The feds prosecuted Mr. Evertson the first time for failing to put a federally mandated sticker on an otherwise lawful UPS package in which he shipped some of his supplies to create clean energy fuel cells. A jury acquitted him, so the feds brought new charges. This time they claimed that he had technically had abandoned his fuel cell materials, something he had no intention of doing, while defending himself against the first charges. So they took the stuff in evidence, and then he abandoned it, and then they charged him for that.
So because they had it, they called that abandoned?
Because
he wasn't trying to get it back? Was it because he wasn't trying to get them back actively or something?
I don't have the specifics here on this, but I can tell you that...
So these are chemicals
that... He spent 2 years in federal prison for it.
Wow. Amazing.
George Washington University law professor Stephen...
Aren't you glad you pay taxes?
It's got to be kind of tough. Stephen Salzberg testified at the House hearing. Cases like these illustrate about as well as you can illustrate the overreach of federal criminal law. The Cato Institute's Timothy Lynch, an expert in overcriminalization, called for a clean line between lawful conduct and unlawful conduct. That would sure be nice. A person should not be deemed a criminal unless that person crossed over that line knowing that he or she was doing. Seems like common sense, but apparently it isn't. And it isn't to some federal officials. Former U.S. Attorney General Richard Thornburgh's testimony,
also known as Dick,
captured the essence of the problems that worry so many criminal experts. Those of us concerned about this subject, he testifies, share a common goal: to have criminal statutes that punish actual criminal acts and that do not seek to criminalize conduct that is better dealt with by seeking of regulatory or civil remedies. Only when the conduct is sufficiently wrongful and severe, Mr. Thornburgh said, does it warrant the stigma, public condemnation, and potential deprivation of liberty that go along with the criminal sanction.
I have an idea as to where the line should be. I mean, they're talking about drawing a line and making sure that they're absolutely certain it's been crossed. How about the line is when there's a victim?
We're all victims.
What do you mean by that?
Well, these people getting in there... orchids and their fuel cell materials. They endangered us all.
Victimizing the nation?
Yes.
I see.
The Norris's nightmare...
I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. The Norris's nightmare began with the search in October 2003. It didn't end until Mr. Norris was released from federal supervision in December 2008.
So Norris did go...
5 years.
So he... Wait, supervision? Is that the same as being in a federal prison?
It was... The supervision probably wasn't the same as the prison time. He probably got some of both. His wife testified, however, that even after he came home, the man she had married was still gone.
Aww.
He was by then 71 years old, unsurprisingly having served 2 years as a federal convict,
so
in addition to the years it took to defend unsuccessfully against the charges, had taken a severe toll on him mentally, emotionally, and physically. These repressive consequences for an elderly man who made mistakes in a small business, they call these mistakes.
Mistakes.
I don't even call them that. The feds should be ashamed, and Mr. Evertson is right that everyone else should be scared.
Damn right, exactly right.
Far too many federal laws are far too broad.
You know, there is this big conversation that's going on right now on freekeen.com, and there's an article about these folks that were protesting the cannabis celebrations going on here in Keene on a daily basis. Some protesters came down to protest against the cannabis celebrations,
mm-hmm.
and there's this lengthy conversation in there about, you know, the usual cliches of, well, the law is the law, it's illegal, and of course people are asking questions about, well, what about Rosa Parks? Should she just have sat in the back of the bus? What about, you know, the Underground Railroad, should they have not have been doing that because the law is the law? Shouldn't they have been working through the system? And it's just stunning what is going on out there. These people believe, these people that are claiming things like, well, it's the law, you should obey the law until you can change it. These people really believe that they're immune. They believe they are law-abiding people and that the law is never going to criminalize something they're doing. They're so confident that what they do on a day-to-day basis doesn't violate any sort of federal, state, or local laws. They really and truly believe
that. I'm sure these Norris, the Norrises here believed that too.
Absolutely.
And this is the thing, is there's stories like this over and over again. And the part that they don't mention in this, when the SWAT team was in there in Ms. Norris's house, ransacking her place and throwing her all of her papers on the floor in full SWAT gear with full SWAT weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Over orchids. They don't remind you of the story out of Virginia where the optometrist was running a football pool in his office.
That's illegal gambling.
And the SWAT team came in, and when they had him on the ground, handcuffed, on his knees, I should say, handcuffed with his hands behind his back.
Because that's how a gambling organizer should be treated.
One of these sick psychopaths shot him in the back of the head by accident.
Oopsie.
Now, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he meant to do it. I don't know. But I can tell you, that guy didn't go to prison for it.
Maybe
he didn't go to prison because he had a man on his knees and shot him in the back of the head. A doctor who went to school for years and years and was providing an actual service to the community. This slug shot him in the back of the head.
He's a dangerous criminal and he deserved it.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry.
People that break the law deserve to be shot in the head.
Apparently they do.
Well, isn't that really what the issue is? I mean, when it comes down to it, anything that's illegal, eventually you are saying, if you want something criminalized, you're saying you think people should be killed over this. Because if they don't go along with the jail sentence, if they don't go along with cooperating, then the guns are going to come out. And if they still don't go along with it and they continue to resist the state when they're trying to put them in a prison cell for selling orchids, then they will be shot. Should people be killed over importing orchids? It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, all completely free for you. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com.
Do you have someone in your life who's crazy about the Twilight series of books? Or a teenager who still laments that Harry Potter's over? Buy them a copy of The Demon Queen Locksmith. It's a new novel by Spencer Baum. It has all the adventure and teen angst to those books, and it's written from a libertarian perspective. Find out more and read the first 6 chapters free at demonqueen.com. It's thedemonqueen.com.
Very important.
That the is very important. Thedemonqueen.com. And, I read a little bit of this, too. I haven't finished it or anything like that, but it is turning out to be a pretty well-written book. Thedemonqueen.com.
Okay, 800-259-9231. So let's continue here talking about just insanity. These laws that are just being enforced on peaceful people, people who did not have the intent to harm. People who did not have the intent to defraud. Just people trying to go about their business. And there are so many of them, as you were pointing out earlier, Mark, it's an uncountable situation. Even if they started trying to roll them back at the federal level, how would they be able to do it? I mean, there are so many laws. How would they have the time to read the various different laws and ascertain? I guess they've got enough bureaucrats, they might be able to assign some of them to it, but it would seem to be a monumental task to try to actually pore over the tomes and tomes of federal legislation. And we're just talking about the federal government here. There's all kinds of asinine, nonsensical, victimless crime laws that are at the state and the local level as well. but just poring over the federal government's laws would be a monumental task to try to figure out what was appropriate to have and what wasn't. And they're talking about in the story you were reading about how, well, they need to ascertain, they need to figure out a line that they can draw that they'll be able to know whether people have crossed it or not. You mean that wasn't figured out before? There are very specific things that have been criminalized, but I guess what they're saying is that they're admitting now that the federal government is, well, I guess a little loose with their interpretation of their own laws. And remember, it is their interpretation that matters, not yours. So even if you've read their laws, and even if you think you understand what their laws say, you don't. Because it's the men and the women in the robes in the Supreme Court. It's their interpretation that will decide whether or not you get to be put in a jail cell for, in this old man's case, several years or a couple of years.
Couple of years.
So it's their decision, not yours. So what I'm trying to tell you is you can think you know what the law is, but you don't.
Right. And essentially, the clock is ticking on every one of us. There are so many laws, you couldn't read all the laws for one geographic area in which you stand in three lifetimes. Three lifetimes.
Yeah.
How is anybody supposed to follow the law?
You can't.
These people got picked up for orchids and trying to build a better fuel cell so that we could all have alternative energy.
No, it was a label. He didn't put a label on the package.
Right. But that's the reason they came after him. Right. They came after him about the fuel cell, and then the best they could do was the label.
The story, here's another one for you. Brad Taylor over at Free Agents, FR33agents.com. The United States' descent into a police state seems to be gathering pace. Beating and arresting peaceful protesters was bad enough, and he links over to the G20 stuff, which, by the way, we didn't mention. I mean, we did talk briefly about the protesting and how they were just being, again, as usual, assaulted and harmed by the police, and many peaceful people were. But we didn't point out that they apparently attacked an entire college dorm full of kids, the young people. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
I don't recall all of the details, but I guess what I understand from hearing the story is that there were some college kids that were in a dorm, and the police ordered the dorm evacuated for some reason. And they ordered it from, like, a helicopter above the dorm, and most of the kids were inside the dorm. So nobody really heard.
Hear it.
Right.
So they could have had their little earplugs in and they're listening
sure.
to their iPod Nanos or whatever it is.
Absolutely,
doing.
Could have had their music cranked up. Whatever. They're college kids. What do they do when they're not in class? So they're in their dorm. They didn't hear it.
Not clean, I can tell you that.
And the cops came in and just raised hell. The cops came in and raided this location, and folks were hurt and arrested and all of that. The usual deal that you hear about and you see. When the police, I saw some of the footage from it. It was very terrifying for these young people. I mean, they've been trained to some extent as to getting used to having the police raiding them. And there's kind of a long process that goes on that starts apparently in elementary school these days, where the police will shake people down and they'll bring in the dogs and sniff out the lockers, and that there's that kind of
it's just
acclimation.
Not like it was when I was in school. When I was in school, the cops came with a little doll that they called Officer Ollie, and they did the marionette thing, and by and large it was entertainment. The cops were a resource for us. I was, as a child, never scared of the police. And
right.
I don't know, I'm not going to propose to know what it's like for every child out there. I'm sure that there were kids who were from, different socioeconomic groups or something like that, that were scared of the police when I was growing up. But it wasn't that way for me. And I heard while I was at Walmart, and I'm not saying that this is the best place to hear, to not hear this, but I heard, some parent correcting their child by saying that the police are going to get you. I mean, that's what they were saying, and it's just so the police are
scary gang.
Yeah, they are. They really are a scary gang.
I know some of them don't want it to be that way. I know some of them tried to do the right thing.
Why would they want that? And generally, when the cops at this point. Still, cops don't abuse kids. They'll shoot your dog. They'll throw you in jail for orchids or, the possession of, some plant material or whatever it is. They'll, if you don't pull over, they'll kick your, scream and bash your car window in, taser you, do whatever. But when it comes to kids, they won't do it to kids. So the cops still have this thing around children, which is great. I'm glad they do. And they don't want to be considered the bad guy to the kids, But that's where it's going, and one has to ask why.
Well, I had a conversation with somebody recently. We've got these CDs that Dennis Goddard put together. He's one of the very busy activists with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He put together some CDs that are targeted toward high schoolers, and they have Free Talk Live audio on them. You familiar with these?
Yes. I've seen
them. Okay. And I actually hadn't listened to them yet. I provided him with the audio he was looking for, but I hadn't, I think I did that. I helped him, I cut some of the audio for him. But anyway, he took some show segments, and he created two CDs, one of them with kind of a conservative theme, one of them with a liberal theme. So basically the idea is to ascertain which disc would be best for the student, and then give them that, and have them listen. And so I gave them to some of the folks at the cannabis celebrations, because many of them are in high school, very young folks there. And one of them came back and told me that she's a Free Stater, actually. She came back later after listening to it and told me she liked it. And she had never really realized when she was in school that what they were doing to her. What they were doing on a regular basis was shaking people down, pulling them out of class, you know, bringing the dogs around, the whole deal that apparently is so common these days that she just thought really nothing of that. She was so used to it, so acclimated to that kind of behavior from the police. She said she, even though she's a Free Stater, she's still, you know, relatively young. When she listened to the CD with us addressing that issue of the police raiding a school or something like that, it was mm-hmm. one of those stories that we were doing. When she listened to that, she hadn't really realized up until the point at which she heard that show segment that what was happening when she was in school was wrong. That what those police were doing was absolutely getting young people used to being treated like this. She hadn't even made that connection yet.
You know, I would have never, ever in my wildest dreams imagined a cop coming through my school. You know, once I got the public school and then they had the school resource officer, I suppose that I would have, you know, one of the bad kids might have had their lockers shaken down or something like that. That might have been the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they ran a dog through there for all I know. I have no idea. But they wouldn't have come out and done it right out in the open. I'm 38 years old, and now they have the cops there as a show of force against our children.
What was going on during the demonstrations recently, various different demonstrations, the demonstrators are starting to organize online with the help of tools like Twitter and other communications tools, and apparently the police don't like this very much. They raided somebody because he posted something to Twitter. We'll tell you about it coming up.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Relyon Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing out on the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now, or order a print subscription. republicmagazine.tv. It's republicmagazine.tv. If you go over there, you can take a look at Free Talk Live's quarter-page ad on the inside front cover of the newest issue, republicmagazine.tv.
All right, so we're going to continue here, and I'm going to tell you briefly about the story of a man who was raided 16 hours, in fact, is how long that raid lasted. Raided over a Twitter post or so, or two or three. I'm not sure how many posts he made, but essentially he was posting information to Twitter. We'll tell you about it here. The story from the New York Times. On Thursday, FBI agents descended on a house in Jackson Heights, Queens, and spent 16 hours searching it. The most likely reason for the raid? A man who lived there had helped coordinate communications among protesters at the Group of 20 summit in Pittsburgh. So he wasn't even in Pittsburgh, he was in Queens. The man, Elliot Madison, age 41, a social worker who's described himself as an anarchist. That's a little strange, isn't it? Most social workers actually work for the government, or are they non-governmental social worker?
I'm sure there are somewhere out there. I suppose the people that the Acorn group that just got caught recently would be called social workers.
I see. Well, anyway, he'd been arrested in Pittsburgh on September 24th and charged with hindering, apprehension, or prosecution, criminal use of a community. Criminal use of a communication facility and possession of instruments of crime. So there's three charges there. Hindering, apprehension, or prosecution, criminal use of a communication facility, his computer, mm-hmm. and possession of instruments of crime. All for
instruments of crime
to the internet. The Pennsylvania State Police said he was found in a hotel room with computers and police scanners while using the social networking site Twitter to spread information about police movements. He's denied wrongdoing.
I would agree.
American protesters first made widespread use of mass text messages in New York during the 2004 Republican National Convention when hundreds of people used a system called TextMob to share information. Messages sent as events unfolded allowed demonstrators and others to react quickly to word of arrests, police mobilizations, and roving rallies. Here in New Hampshire, just as an aside, If you've listened before, you know this, but if you're brand new, you don't. There's the Porcupine 411 service. It's a brilliant little system that was put up by one of the Free Staters that has moved here. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project in a little bit. But basically, it allows people to subscribe to an email list and then call a phone number when something's happening worth talking about. They call a phone number. They leave.
Sometimes not.
They leave their information, and it's distributed to the over 300 people that are currently signed up to receive these messages. So, for instance, one of the ways that this is utilized, besides, for instance, some people get pulled over and they'll record the scene with their cell phone, and that's a very useful tool. It's a useful purpose for this. But another thing is people will frequently call in speed traps and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that now a criminal act? Because if it's criminal to report where the police are during the G20 protests, and it's so criminal that they're actually getting the federal government involved in this, if it's a criminal act to do that, when it's a protest, well, wouldn't it always be a criminal act? If it's a criminal act to repeat where the police are.
I can't see why not. It sounds like it's a criminal act to me.
So I also put a scanner feed on here in Keene, New Hampshire. I spent $450 and bought a very nice scanner because you have to have a digital kind of very spiffy scanner in order to receive the digital transmissions that are encoded in APCO 25 format by Motorola. So I had to spend a fair amount of money. I put that together. We put it online. It's streaming 24/7 at radio.freekeene.com, the police scanner here in Keene. That gives away their locations because the police officers key up and give their locations. Is that also now a crime? Is it a crime to listen to a police scanner?
Well, I suppose if they want to get rid of you, they can always change their channel, right?
Well, we can always change our channel, too. We can follow them wherever they go, basically. Because, the tech geeks out there will always figure out a way to decode all the police signals. So, back to the story here, though. Messages sent as the events unfolded allowed demonstrators to react quickly to what was going on with the police. Mass texting has since become a valued tool amongst protesters, particularly at large-scale demonstrations. Because, communicating's useful. And police and government officials appear to be increasingly aware of such methods of communication. For instance, in 2008, the New York City Law Department issued a subpoena seeking information from the graduate student who created the code for TextMob. So the website that people were using, they went after the guy who created the website, even though he necessarily didn't necessarily create the website for certain purposes. Since it's being used for specific purposes that they don't like, they decided to go after him.
Might as well scare the crap out of him, that's what they figure.
He may be one of the first charged criminally while sending information electronically. This is the guy that we're originally talking about that was arrested in his hotel room. A criminal complaint in Pennsylvania accuses him of, quote, directing others, specifically protesters of the G20 summit, in order to avoid apprehension after a lawful order to disperse. According to his lawyer, he and a friend were part of a communications network among people protesting the G20. There's absolutely nothing he's done that should subject him to any criminal liability. But that didn't prevent them from arresting him. I mean, the lawyer's opinion may be correct, and maybe down the line, after it's been to court, they'll figure that out.
I think the government, the prosecution in this case probably realizes that they have a very tentative case. They're trying to establish a test case so that in the future they can say,
right,
yes, this is illegal. All they have to lose at this point, if they don't charge people, then they're never going to make this into an enforceable offense. So
they have nothing to lose.
They have nothing to lose. They're not going to lose any money.
Search warrant authorized agents, the FBI, and officers looking for violations of federal rioting laws to seize computers and phones, black masks and clothes, and financial records and address books. Among the items seized, according to a list prepared by the agents, were electronic equipment, newspapers, books, and gas masks. The items also included what was described as a picture of Lenin. Since the raid, this guy's politics I may not necessarily agree with.
No,
but I think
I'm saying an anarchist that has a picture
Lenin.
Of Lenin. Yeah.
Right. Very, very confused, obviously. But he wasn't doing anything that should be illegal. Giving information on the locations of the police should not be a criminal act. But in a police state, you damn well better believe it will be criminalized. And there's all kinds of evidence to say that this is absolutely a police state. Now, since the raid, no other charges have been filed against Mr. Madison, except the three that we originally told you about. They argued in federal court that the warrant was vague and overly broad. The judge ordered the authorities to stop examining the seized materials until October 16th, pending further orders. The reason for the Jackson Heights raid wouldn't be clear until an affidavit used to secure the search warrant was unsealed, blah, 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 blah. So there are many such events during the days of the summit. Demonstrators marched through town on the opening day of the gathering, at times breaking windows and fleeing. And on both nights, this is one of the reasons why I just, the term anarchist, I think, is just completely ruined because of people that behave in that manner.
I have to agree.
And again,
these are the people that own the term anarchist. Yes. They own it.
Well, and they're not. I don't know that they're necessarily what I would call an anarchist.
But they would call themselves.
Many young people I know, the type who would go out and protest at a summit like the G20 summit and march with an anarchist group, they're not really anarchists. In fact, they're more like socialists.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, I agree.
It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong when they call themselves anarchists.
They own the term.
They, however, through their actions, own the term.
After Madison's arrest, other Tin Can participants continued to send messages. This is the Tin Can Comms Collective, a group of people who collected information and used Twitter to send mass text messages to describe what they were observing, sending text messages like SWAT teams rolling down Fifth Avenue, report received that police are nabbing anyone that looks like a protester, black block, stay alert, watch your friends. This is useful information.
Yeah.
But even as protesters were watching the police, it appeared the police were monitoring the protesters' communications. Gee, will they arrest the police for that? If the police are monitoring your communications, if you're texting and they manage to tap into that, or if you've got your own two-way radios like we have here in the Keene area, we're starting to activists are starting to arm up with two-way radios. Is that going to become a crime as well?
It sounds like it.
Oh, no, but it won't be a crime for them to listen in. It's a crime for us to apparently report what they're doing, but for them to report on us, no, that's no problem. Same thing with videotaping, right?
The same thing in most places in the country in carrying a gun. The same thing that, the cops are allowed to have the drugs once they confiscate them, but you're not allowed to have the ones that they confiscate. You know, the cops do live entirely by a different set of rules than we do.
Just after 1 p.m. on September 24th, a text message stated that a comms facility was raided, but we are still fully operational. Please continue to submit reports. So they didn't actually stop it. Just by raiding that one guy, they didn't get him because they're too diffuse. And this is one of the great example of how it is that the centralized command and control structure just can't handle a decentralized movement. If there are multiple locations of people monitoring what the police are doing, they can't possibly target them all in the same night. They just don't have the resources for that. 800-259-9231. So this man is facing some pretty serious charges, and if we get an update, we'll certainly share it with you. Pretty disturbing stuff, and be careful out there. Hour number two is coming up. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Free speech? What?
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.